Hey everyone, ciao a tutti. Welcome to a new episode of the only bilingual Italian-American show in New England, Italieco, a program about culture, Italian music, and the talk show Smile and Shine. It comes live every Monday from 12 to 2, streaming at WNTN.com. This is your host, Viviana Dragani, vocalist, radio host, and voice talent from Torino, Italy.
Hello, everybody. This is Claudia Maragno, co-host of Smile and Shine, the biggest Italian-American talk show of New England. I'm so happy to see you again. Today, we had interesting interactions with ICN Radio New York, and we just want to say hi to Anthony, who hosted us for an interesting interview this week. Hi, Anthony. Thank you for giving us a space at ICN Radio New York. Today, we will be taking you to Newton, which is a little town in the suburbs of Boston in Massachusetts, a town that is also known as the Garden City, where Peter, our guest of today, moved in the 1970s. Peter, when he moved to the United States, didn't even know a word of English. But stay with us to know the full story.
Today, we are very excited to host an experienced and proud educator with a successful side business, eclectic expat and sport lover, Peter Marini. Welcome and thank you for sharing your inspiring story with us.
Thank you so much. It is my pleasure and honor.
Hello, hello, Peter. We are so happy to have you today. This week has been a very exciting week as part of Italian Heritage Month. We have been a guest of ICN Radio New York, and we want Viviana and I just to say hi to ICN Radio. Thank you for hosting us. Bye, Anthony. It has been a great talking to you this week. So you have a really exciting story, but let's start from the beginning. Your story started actually 50 years ago.
Correct. In 1970, that's when I immigrated to the U.S., specifically in Newton, Massachusetts, which is a suburban town west of Boston.
With whom did you migrate and why?
Well, I immigrated with my family. I was only 16 and a half, so I just followed my the family.
So what were your goals when you moved here?
Well, my goal was to continue my education. So that's what I had in mind. Contrary to a lot of people back then, The normal thing to do was just get a job, just any job. But I believed in education, pursuing my education.
So you were very, very determined when you moved to Newton, Massachusetts, and you decided you didn't just want a job like all your peers that migrated to the United States, but you actually wanted to get an education. So which obstacles did you find along the way?
Well, the obstacle began right away. I had an uncle he was our sponsor, who could speak English. Took me to the local high school to matriculate or register as a student. However, I found out very quickly that they wouldn't accept me due to the lack of the knowledge of the English language. Yeah.
Wow. So it must have been very frustrating for you and disheartening somehow. So you're a very determined person, and you decided that you didn't want to give up, right?
That's correct. So on a weekly basis. Well, they told me, here's the admission test. When you pass this test, which was pretty lengthy, so when you pass the test, then we'll accept you. Well, I thought, well, we're putting the cart before the horse here. So I said, what do I do? What do I have to do to pass this test with no English background whatsoever? Yeah. So what I did is I took classes, evening classes with adults. I bought a grammar book and also a notebook. I would jot down every expression, words, 15 a day, 10, 15 a day, trying to memorize them. Yeah. And it took me about 3 months from October, say 11, 12, to I was actually accepted on January 11th. I took the test and I said, well, you finally passed. But prior to that, I almost gave up because after a couple months, you know, I kept going back to the school and they kept saying, well, here's a test. Can you pass the test? And I couldn't pass the test. I wasn't ready yet. So, but I said, you know, I was persistent. I said, I'm not going to give up. So I did everything I had to do. And sure enough, that day was I took that test and passed it. Yeah. So I'm matriculated. They helped me out for a couple months with a bilingual, which wasn't that strong at that time. A couple months of help with the English language, and then I was fully immersed in regular classes with everybody else.
Wow.
And now you speak perfectly. So great job, great job. You want to add something?
Well, yes, I do, actually. This is where it gets good. Because the housemaster back then was very adamant about me going to school there, and I could never figure out why. Then one day, it was about in May, saw me in the hallway and said, Peter, may I talk to you? Can I talk to you for a second? He goes, I have to apologize that the reason why we gave you such a hard time is because I didn't believe in you. I thought you were just, you know, you were not an academia type of person. So my apologies. All right. So I finished my studies and graduated from high school. I attended college. Now, my last year of college, I was supposed to do student teaching. So the college asked me which school I wanted to pick to do my student teaching. Well, I lived in Newton, so I said, you know what? Can I go to the local high school? And they said, well, why not? It's convenient. So at that time, they were remodeling the high school, the parking lot. So we had to take the local, a little bus, okay, just to get to the school. From another school, take the bus and go to the school. Well, I sat by the window. First day, I had my suit on, all prepped up to go to school to do my student teaching. So as I'm sitting by the window, who sits next to me, who comes next to me? It was that housemaster. So he goes, Peter, what are you doing in the bus? I go, I'm teaching at your school. He turned white. He didn't know what to say. He has talked to me the whole ride. Because we had lost contact. He probably thought, oh, this guy's going to go work somewhere, you know, graduate from high school. Never thought that I would pursue my education. I don't know. But so I did my student teaching at the high school. And then that September, when I graduated in June, that September, I got a job teaching in Newton.
Wow.
And I came this close from dropping out, but the persistence didn't give up. And I became a teacher in the school system in Newton for 9 years. Then I decided to move to Waltham, Waltham, Massachusetts, another city adjacent to Newton. And I finished my career as a high school Italian teacher and Spanish teacher there, where I promoted the Italian culture and language, took the students, chaperoned the students to Italy a few times. I also took a select soccer team from Waltham to Italy for a tournament.
So
and here
did-
I am.
They here you are. So they didn't think you were an academic person, but they were very, very wrong. And thanks to your determination, you proved them wrong.
Correct. In those days, when they looked at you, well, you're Italian. Well, you're going to be a Mason. Well, guess what? From the day that I started teaching, 77, I also learned Masonry. Because before I came to the U.S., someone told me that had been here already, said, Peter, when you go to the U.S., make sure you learn a trade too. And as they say in Italian, impara l'arte, metti la parte. And so I did that. And now I retired as a school teacher, and I have my own business, masonry business, which is very successful.
Thank you, Peter. So what message would you like to give to Italian Americans listening?
Yes, you will you'll have to overcome some obstacles, adversities. But if you're persistent, you just don't give up. Just keep going. You have to be strong. But if you can overcome that, it's not that difficult to fulfill your dreams. And in those days, it was a lot tougher than it is now, because people were labeled, as I mentioned before, you're an Italian, you should be cutting grass, you should be a landscaper or a mason, not academia. So I proved them wrong.
Wow.
Things have changed now, luckily.
Yes, a lot easier now.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
So, Peter, today we are in the month of October. You shared with us a very, very nice story, the story of your life and how you made it through in the United States of America. It's a very important story, because you are basically showing us and showing all our audience how we should be determined in following our dreams and what we believe in. And sometimes there are people that don't believe in us, but nevertheless, you have been consistent, and at the end, you managed to become a very, very successful educator. And we are very, very proud of you. And this is the reason why we decided to invite you here, just to tell a story of great bravery and determination. We are in the month of October now, and October is Italian Heritage Month. What have you done to celebrate your Italian roots?
Well, for one thing, I became a member of two clubs, which I didn't have much time before. I have a little more time now, so I became a member of the what's so-called the Chocharo Club. Is from originates from this area of the province of Frosinone, where I come from, and it's called the Chocharia. Many people live in this area, who live in this area are from there, the various towns. So, but it's we have people from all over Italy who belong to this club. and we do many activities. Now, also became a member of the Sons of Italy. I was just inducted as a member of the Sons of Italy last this month, and I also attended the annual the Italian Month Heritage banquet held at the Sons of Italy in Watertown, Massachusetts. That's my
So,
little country.
you're a super active member of many, many groups.
Yes, and also the Dante Alighieri, which I became a member of last year. Yeah.
Great. And we will be hosting an important member of the Dante Alighieri Society in our next episode of Italy Echo. So, Peter Marini, thank you so much for joining us today here at our talk show, Smile and Shine.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.
I hope your story was inspirational for many Italian Americans, and we hope to have you again. Thank you to all our sponsors that keep Smile and Shine going, the only Italian American talk show in New England.